This is why we're single.
This is why we're single.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
This is why we're single.
La 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 la.
Carson, what's that?
Well, guess who's fucking back? You feel me?
Passing out the wing stuff, man. I love y'all, man.
Hey, that's what we do.
I love y'all, man. It's been a minute, man.
La, 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 la.
It's been a minute. Man. A little bit rusty, though. It was good, bro.
It never be rusty, dog.
I'm kind of rusty.
All right, come on.
I mean, you the podcast extraordinaire, man. Been doing this, you know what I'm saying, longer than I've been in college, so.
Yeah. I don't know. You've been to college for a minute.
I know.
I was in college for a
That's
minute.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I was in college for a minute. That's why I say you got more years on me than that.
Go ahead.
What's good, man? What's up? It's the fellas. It's your boy DB.
The Chicago nigga.
It's your boy Ellie to the O-N. Nigga. I ain't king of beers today, but I do got this motherfucking Hazy Jane.
Hazy Jane.
Detroit.
Oh, it's Dre with an A, and an A stands for absolutely nothing today because I don't know. I ain't thinking nothing.
I've been busy.
That's funny. Busy. And we back, and we have a special guest in the building. I can't do her any justice, so by all means, I'm gonna turn the mic over to her to have her, you know, say a couple of things about herself. Let us know.
Hold on, I'm gonna do a little intro because I don't think she really gonna do her intro like the way I want her to do her intro.
Right,
she's gonna be modest as fuck.
Okay,
because that's what she does.
Yeah.
Straight out of 216.
Cleveland.
BG grad.
Get money. We gonna get money. Them boys can hit, but they. Okay, I'm sorry.
You feel me? Motherfucking nurse. I'm talking this shit into existence. You feel me? Because you're a fucking BG, nurse.
Period.
You feel me? The one and only. Break.
Thank you.
There it is. Then
I don't know if you could have matched that energy.
I definitely wasn't coming with
and
that.
This is the homie though. Like I requested her to be on the show. She came to the podcast, the live podcast.
Right.
First off, shout out to everybody who came to the live podcast.
Yes.
Shout out to everybody who took these motherfucking drinks like fucking champs.
Woo.
And niggas drunk. But no, first shout out to that. Shout out to everybody who came out. That's first and foremost. So
right,
I know we late as fuck on that, but it don't matter. It's what we do.
Right.
But shout out to the homie Bree. We had to make sure she came on because I asked her. She was game. So when a nigga's game, I mean, we got to put on a show.
Absolutely.
It's just that simple.
As many times as our listeners been asking for the female perspective, like, and she said, y'all want to go on a show? I said, bring her on. We got the extra mic.
Let's
so
go.
Let's go. Let's see how she going to, you know, get these. See how she's going to.
I know you went to BG.
Yeah.
Toledo.
Yeah.
Yeah, you already knew it was.
I'm so sorry that you went there.
Big deal around that part.
You already knew what it was, though, man. So
yeah. I couldn't imagine going to BG where they had no mall.
You got a mall.
Hey.
It ain't got shit.
It don't matter. We still was dressed better than Toledo.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, no, I wouldn't say all that.
I would.
I'll give you Cleveland, mate.
Yeah.
Ohio folks.
Toledo
here.
Arguing. Yeah.
No, first off, Toledo's Detroit. That's
meanwhile,
my
Toledo is baby Detroit.
I don't
yeah.
know what nobody's saying.
That's a fact.
Toledo's Detroit.
Meanwhile,
so.
Over here in Chicago. I don't know what the hell they talking about.
Chicago
they used to be Chinese arithmetic to me. I don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, my God.
Fucking Afghanistan.
It's all the same to me.
Fuck all y'all. No offense. Fuck both of you. All right, man. Thank y'all so much, man. We've been on a hiatus. We needed a little bit of a break to recharge the battery. But we back. We was tired. But, you know, the show must go on. We missed y'all just as much as y'all missed us, man. We missed being behind these mics. Like Leon said, thank you so much to everybody that came out to the live podcast.
Thanks, niggas.
We can't release that audio. We can't. It's wild. Like, I listened to it.
And white, thanks, white people, too. I'm sorry. I said
it's wild. Shout out to everybody that came through. We might release it if we don't feel like recording around Christmas time. We might release it, give y'all a little bonus episode.
Nigga, it wasn't shit.
You can't. You probably can't hear much.
Like what?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it was wild.
It got wild. So you were there, Bree.
Yeah, I was there.
So give us your take on how it went.
A lot of differing opinions. It was a good conversation, though. I loved it, and I knew I wanted to come back and talk with y'all after I was there, because y'all got some interesting.
Yes, we do. We do, though.
But, so,
you had to be there. Yeah, you had to be there. You're not going to release those topics again. You had to be there. The energy was absolutely crazy. Like this dude say, the drinks was flowing. The
drinks were fucking flowing.
I'm surprised I did not have a hangover the next day.
I definitely had...
I can't speak to that.
I most definitely did.
We had, 20 shots?
Yeah.
Y'all had 20 shots?
We had 20 shots up front. Then me and Dre. Actually, fucking Darius participated in this, too. We started...
Oh, we were drinking before.
We had at least, I think we bought 3 rounds. So that was, 12 shots? Because...
because it was the shot o'clock.
Was with us. It was shot o'clock.
So. Shot o'clock happened. Once shot o'clock, for real, I think once shot o'clock really happened, and then a half off drinks popped. It was the curtains after that. I'm not gonna say it went downhill, but it was on a fucking slippery fucking slope. It was on there.
All right, man. So without further ado, once again, thank you guys so much. But let's go ahead and get to the show. We know why y'all listening. Welcome back. Make sure hit us up on all our social media platforms. That's why we're single@gmail.com. Instagram and Facebook, That's why we're single. Twitter, That's why we're followed by the number one. And make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend and go to anchor.fm/That's why we're single to subscribe to the podcast. Share, subscribe, like, leave a comment. Give us some love. If you don't like it, hell, let us know. Give us constructive criticism. We take it all. And it is what it is. So, without further ado, it's been a long time, but crack my neck. Stretch. You ready? You ready?
It's been a minute. You feel me?
It's free game time.
Free game?
Oh my God. It's free game.
Free game.
There we go.
Wait.
What?
You got to say free game.
Free game.
What? A free game.
All right, so I'm gonna turn it over to my homeboy Dre, my brother Dre, who's gonna lead us into the first free game topic today.
Well, the first free game topic is I don't know because I don't have my phone with me.
Oh shit!
But let me check it out.
Mind you, he wrote it.
Oh, okay, so. This is a good one here. Bree, glad to have you here. How you doing?
Hello.
Good.
Okay.
All right. So this free game topic here. I was talking to a friend here, and she made a very valid point.
Mm-hmm.
And she stated to me, she said, a lot of women like to be chased and not pursued.
Wait a minute. What?
A lot of women like to be chased and not pursued.
So they like the game.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And I was like, yo, my nigga, you got a fucking point.
No. That's crazy that you say that.
Like, yeah, like, now that you, like, think about it.
Think about it, absolutely.
Because, like, a lot of women, they just put you through the ringer, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why are we doing all this if you're not trying to either A, be on something for real, or give me the time of day?
Got you.
So for me, I'd be like, you can tell me straight up, like, nigga, you ain't it. I'm good.
Or hit you with the, like, I'm just trying to fuck.
Right. Yeah. Or,
I'm cool with that, too.
Yeah. We ain't got to go through the whole cycle of stuff. But when she said that to me, I'm like, yo, like,
you got to think back. You got to really relax, think back.
Don't get it. I don't get it. Because here, chased and pursued are interchangeable.
They can't break it down. Like, it's the end. It's the pursuit is like the end goal.
So this is what I'm saying. You don't want to be chased.
Yeah, you want to be pursued. You want to be in that situation. When you're being chased, it's like a game. Like it's cat and mouse almost situation.
Yeah. You can't catch me.
Exactly.
And then like when you're being pursued, it's like you're still giving that feedback back. You know what I'm saying?
To reach an end point.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. To get to the end goal. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Bree, how do you feel about that?
I think this is a confidence thing. I think if you lack confidence and you're going to constantly want to be chased and you're constantly going to want attention. Hmm. I think if you have enough confidence, then
attention seeker.
Yeah, you'll want to be pursued, or you won't want to be dealing with him at all.
How many women, females, girls, whatever y'all want to be called this week, do you feel like are attention seekers and they actively like being chased?
Break it down. This is that's why it's called free game, y'all.
Oh man, that's tough.
Do you think? Okay. Do you think it's more? Let's go on the scale. So we got, 10% to 30%. We got
30 to 50.
We got 50, 70, and then 70 to 100.
I say 30 to 50.
30 to 50.
Which is still alarming.
It is, but I can see it.
I absolutely can see it.
I would definitely say, I would say at least 40, me personally, because a lot of young ladies, they decide, like, they don't really want, well, nowadays, I'll say that, nowadays, I'm talking in this era. Like, they really want, because it's the independent situation that's happening right now. That's the movement. That's the situation that's happening. So, I think there's a lot of young ladies that decide, like, they Meg Thee Stallion Jr.'s on this bitch. That's what they want to do.
Oh, man. You had to bring Meg into this.
I love Meg, though.
Yo, I do. Meg, shout out to Meg. I'm going to see her.
Shout out to Meg. She's actually,
you know, she coming here
in December. Next month. Yeah, yeah, for sure. So, yes. I think that's what they're on. I think they're on that hot girl rest of 2019.
I say you gotta put that shit to the side, bro. First off, it's like we said off air. It's wintertime. You gotta find you a big nigga, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? First and foremost.
260 plus.
Uh-uh. Like, y'all gotta get
you knew me.
So, but honestly, man, like, y'all gotta make up your mind what you want. Like, y'all done had your cuffing season, you wanna play the game, cuffing season, whatever the case is. You can't have it. You can't have it both ways, though. You gotta make up your mind what the hell you want.
Like, I like the hot girl movement because I think it was... I think there weren't enough females that wanted to be independent and wanted to grow and learn themselves enough. And then it turned into a fad.
But I think I think at least since Beyonce's been out, like, Beyonce has been screaming independence.
Yeah,
and
but
she got her own beehive.
The generations younger than me weren't following her.
So
like that.
I feel like, so excuse me for those who love Beyonce.
Oh boy!
I don't want the beehive to attack. All
right,
you.
I'm gonna head out. No,
listen, comments he's about to say has nothing to do with the rest of us.
Listen, Beyonce got y'all niggas fooled. First off, that's number one. She got a whole nigga at the crib, a whole nigga that was making all this major coin, and she's screaming all this shit. But at the end of the day, like, she not worried about that shit. But when Meg came out.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know her story. Beyonce was already established at this point. She had Destiny's Child. She had 4, 5, 6 albums already at this point. And then she bagged the nigga. She bagged the hip hop nigga. So it's like, all right, cool. Like, you can say all this shit, but my nigga, you good and married.
She was dealing with him when she was young too.
Yeah, good and married with a kid. But with Meg though, like, she came out independent as fuck. She really had no ties. She had a spurt with a rap nigga, but that wasn't really that. And then, like, she big as fuck, and she can rap.
Yeah, for real.
So it's like, she's really on her independent shit. So she real life epitomized the fucking movement, which made it to be a fucking fad, or which made it to be whatever it is to be right now. Like, we couldn't count on Beyonce to be like, all right, yeah. That's cool.
No.
Because she wasn't really about it from the
right,
time.
Exactly. She wasn't about that life. Yeah, yeah, she wasn't really. But Meg came out and was like, listen, I'm about to get on this stage, show this fat ass. And y'all
she made it cool to do all and those she, things and be a student and
but
all
she
of
got,
that.
And, but she got chicks talking about, I got Meg's knees. Like, man, you always have these knees. You just need some motivation.
No, her knees really. Knees. Like, her right. knees. I don't want to speak on knees right now. But.
Sorry.
Her knees. is on some other. Her knees are still. I need them knees.
And she's 17, so it's like, you know what I'm saying?
She, I heard she's short as shit.
No, she fought. No, no.
She's big. She's bigger than me.
She ain't no baby.
No,
well, she's like 5'10".
I would definitely be seeing myself December 18th at the Newport.
19th. My nigga be like, oh shit. Yeah. Hey,
you know, the Newport ain't got no seating, yeah. So maybe I need to get there on the 18th. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Gonna be like, I'll be outside asking money at Chipotle. Like,
right
there at Chipotle.
Where they at?
Right.
I don't see nobody. Why am I still here? Damn, I'm early. Oh yeah, no, yeah.
But in conclusion,
yeah. But I do agree, though. I do think females, young ladies, women, whatever you want to be called this week, do want to be chased instead of getting that end goal. But I'm talking right now, though. I'm talking about in this era that we live in.
In this era that we live in. Okay.
They want to be chased. They don't want to be pursued.
So, in the end, just to copy off that, don't expect a man to know what you want if you don't know what the hell you want yourself.
Speak your mind.
Well, that. Well, that.
Let me know what the fuck we want either. But.
Exactly. Okay. Right. Thank you.
Listen,
well,
because I'm that. That's nigga,
listen, that's a fact.
I didn't know you not.
How long have you said you ain't about to get no relationship? How long you say you're not about to get?
I know, but let the right one come around.
It's the right one. Like, bro, we've been singing this song for how long? How long you been singing that song? You know exactly what the fuck you want. Like, you've been singing this song for a long ass time.
For now.
Hey, I can say that because.
I've been consistent with it. But I will say.
But not knowing what the fuck you want is knowing what the fuck you want. If you think about it.
I mean,
like, I know I don't know what the fuck I want.
No, I'm
like, you being technical. Nigga, don't split fucking hairs, nigga. Nigga, split hairs and shit.
At this moment, yes, I know I'm, you know. But again, that sometimes you be like, nah, I'm good. But you be like, nah, I'm low key won't. Nah, I'm good. I'm going to stay.
Gotcha.
I just know myself.
Right.
And if I can't give somebody that whole...
Because you said you moody, so...
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That I know, I'll be like, fuck it.
Yeah.
It's over with. But Bree, you had something you about to say? Or are you done?
Mm-mm.
Bree done, y'all.
Nope. I lost it.
All right.
Let's go next time.
She had that... watch that. It always happens. That light bulb like, bing! And she's like, hold on.
Yep.
I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Right here.
Dreism.
I have my
dreism. We ain't had a dreism in a minute.
I ain't snapped on you niggas in a minute.
It's called, but a nigga trying to bar us to death.
All right, so the next thing, by me, who knew? I was on Twitter or something.
One of these sites.
Like Instagrams.
The Grams.
One of them. And it was a tweet or something that said, don't quote me on this, but I'm trying to read it off the top of my mind, which I can't see it, but I'm looking at it. Okay, y'all figure that out. So it said that
man, insert Tim the Tool Man today.
I was about to help him out and be like paraphrase.
Yeah.
So no, like, it said that a girl was talking to her friend and basically was telling her like she always get picked by clowns.
Okay.
Or she only attract clowns.
Okay.
And her friend said, no, you attract all men, but you pick clowns.
Ooh, I seen that one. I know what the fuck you're talking about. I know what the fuck you're talking about. Yep. It was just like that.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like.
If y'all can't see, I'm doing the cat flash right now.
It took me back. I'm like, oh, a message.
Right.
I'm like.
Message.
Oh, okay. So, and I got where she was coming. And I say that because I don't think men could really, we can't really say we pick clowns or, because, well, we can. But I think it's a lot harder for men because women really get the choice to pick who they want to mess with.
Yeah.
Because men come to them more so than women come to men. So women have that option to say, they can have five niggas in one night and be like, no, yes to this nigga.
Right, for sure. Yeah.
Men,
yeah,
we can shoot that motherfucker 1,000 times, but whoever rolling, we got to roll with.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, but yeah.
No, I'm saying we don't get the chance to just like pick who we like.
Yeah,
you can't
pick the one that you really want.
Exactly.
You gotta pick the one that you hit that shot. It'd be like, yeah, you be like, I really shouldn't, but motherfucking.
Oh my god.
Let me go ahead and.
Because it's almost like a woman could, like a real nice looking lady.
Yeah.
Walked into a bar.
Yeah.
She could damn near have anybody in there.
Facts.
That's true.
Easier than if a guy, whatever, just walked into a bar. It's like, you still gotta work to try to get something.
Okay.
You still gotta, I'm saying, you still gotta work.
Yeah.
Where a woman, it's like, she can just walk in and she's
practicing. Eyes already, boom. Yeah, game time.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody will try to talk to her just off the strength that she's there.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. A dude may not get talked to the whole night. You know, he might leave and the girl's like, damn, that nigga was cute as hell. You like,
definitely had that. Like, where the fuck was you at? Yeah, like, we couldn't. Get hitting the DMs, like, yeah, I seen you at the, I see you at 890 Oak Street.
Ew, I hate that.
Interesting.
That shit is weird.
Man. Yeah.
So go ahead. What you think?
What's your thoughts on that?
What you thought,
Brie? About this topic? I think that.
Clowns or what?
I think it's true. I think that.
So y'all be in a circus.
Oh, y'all Ringling Brothers. Barlam and Bailey, you suckin' out this motherfucker.
So before you go, like, really quick. So what is your relationship status? You single? It's complicated. Mm. In a relationship?
I'm talking. Single, but I'm talking to somebody.
Okay.
Is
so
it
y'all
talking or y'all vibing?
Y'all vibing.
We vibing.
I don't know what that means. Okay. So I say.
Yeah, I don't.
They vibing.
It sounds good.
You know, niggas that vibing no more. I don't know what's going on.
Niggas are full.
Yeah,
Other people, but I wouldn't know what vibing was.
I shouldn't have answered that before I knew what that word meant. See, that's what I get for anyway, I think that's true. I think as far as like choosing who you deal with, I think like I think that you interpret people based on who you are and where your thought process is.
So you just call females clowns.
I did not.
I heard.
I did not. It's not every female. You can't categorize every female does this. You can't. Because it's different levels of maturity. It's different things that you have to learn about yourself. And once you learn those things, that, I think, like, chooses for you, like, who you choose. Does that make sense?
I got it.
So, yeah, no, I think that's true. I think, like, when I was younger, when I was less mature, I would have fell for a type of guy that, like, I would not deal with now. Mm-hmm. I would definitely say I would choose a clown back then. But, like, now, if the same guys approach me, I'm not choosing that.
So, what do you think, when you were younger, why, what made you attracted to those clowns?
Immaturity.
Was it, like materialistic things? Like, I'm not, like, not.
No.
Not,
yeah. No.
Physical features.
Definitely like, physical.
There we go.
We don't need to get into that.
Young ladies always have they always go through like, want the bad boy, rebellion type situation. Like,
I think it's a maturity thing. I think that like now that I'm older, it's like, okay, where's your thought process at? What are you trying to be? Who are you trying to, what's going on?
Nothing.
No,
yeah, it's more of a thought process thing now. Like, it's maturity.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. Because it's funny because I was listening to another podcast. Shout out to Brandy and Take Control. They gave us a little shout out too. They was talking about the
plug.
They're talking about the library date.
Oh yeah.
Shout out to that. That's so funny. Yeah, I was just listening to that, and one of Brandy's co-hosts was talking about that, you know, she was going through a phase that, you know, she liked a certain type of dude.
Mm-hmm.
And
goddamn, what the fuck was that?
Here it was over here. But anyway, yeah, she was going through, it's talking about like she went through a phase where she wanted a specific type of dude, and it just kind of brought me back to like when I was and at that age as well too, because I always was taught, like, I was raised a single mother home, you know, I was always taught to treat a woman you know, a little bit, not a little bit, but with, you know, respect, and, you know, be the nice guy. And that nice guy finish last shit is true when you that age. When you older, as people get mature, you know what I'm saying, they look for that. But at that age, that shit didn't work. They're gonna call a spade a spade. And I look at, like, back when I was at that age, like late teens, you know what I'm saying, in my first stint of college, like, just how many dudes is like was assholes, and they could have any girl they wanted, pretty much, right? And so here I am, nice guy. I'm not an ugly dude by any stretch of the imagination. Nice dude, you know what I'm saying? Dress fly, you know, always had the latest kicks and shit. But I was a nice guy, you feel me? And
I think I had a small plug, you feel me? Sorry, this nigga was about to be on a love connection, but that nigga already in love, you feel me?
What it do, baby? So no, but yeah, just I get it. So I just wanna go back and say, like, now that you're older, now that you can go back and reflect, because I'm sure there's somebody, well, hopefully there's somebody that's listening to this that is going through the same thing or has went through the same thing, is still kinda, you know, dealing with the this is just who I'm attracted to type mm-hmm. thing. So that's why I wanna just dig a little bit deeper and be like, you know, like, now that you're older and you go back and reflect on it, like, is there anything that you regret? Is there anything that, you know, you learned from it that makes is going to make you better for the person that you're talking to? Now, I'm going to speak that into existence, that that work out, you know what I'm saying? But, yes. Yeah, so.
I don't regret shit. Because things happen for a reason. They're supposed to happen because, like, I just believe in, like, if I do something and something happens, all right, cool. That's a learning moment at that point. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to learn from this. I'm like, all right, I'm going to see these signs again. I'm going to try to do something completely opposite at this point.
Right.
So I'm going to learn from that. So I can't necessarily always say I'm going to regret anything. But with that being said, man, fuck all these motherfuckers, man. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about now.
Okay. Okay.
Head on track, baby. Come on, baby. It's been a minute. We rusty. That's cool.
No, but help us out. Listen, I'm not. I can't. You just can't regret anything for real.
Right.
Because, like, regretting it, that means, like, you shouldn't have been in that situation at the end of the day. Like, if you don't want to be in that situation, how did you get there?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did you, like, attract this person, right? Like, what made you get to that point to be like, you know what, this is the person that I want?
I think regret is stupid because you always learn something from
always.
It.
Always.
Like, you have to take something from it.
You got to.
So, no, I wouldn't say I regret anything either. Absolutely. It was definitely worth it. I learned what I was compatible with, what mm-hmm. I wasn't, that where I was stupid
you.
At. Yeah.
That teaches you, like, what your actual type should be.
Yeah.
Even though, like, in my case, and I will always say that until the day I die, I don't have a type because, like, I attract different things from different people.
Right.
Like, it's not always going to be a physical thing. It's not always going to be, like, a mental thing. Like, it could just be what I like at that time, and what I like is what I like. You can't tell me no otherwise. You
right.
can't.
Right.
Like, you can't tell me this is the reason why I like you. Nah, it's not, because at that moment, I felt like, oh, shit, we can do this. So, mm-hmm. you can't tell me that. What about you, Dre?
I don't regret anything, guys. I mean, honestly, it's just been, I only got one relationship, so I really can't speak much. You know what I'm saying? So,
I'm asking this question. So the people that you like, compared to the person that you were in a relationship, are they all completely different, or do they all have similarities?
Oh, no, it's always different for me, because, right. I mean, it's always a season or a reason for me. Mm-hmm. You know, you just kind of see somebody like, she cute, or
yeah,
I like her personality. So every time, you know what I'm saying, I go in with a different mindset, but I don't have any, like, expectations or try to compare nobody. That's the worst thing you could probably do, try to compare
people. That's the worst.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, that's
so, you know what I'm saying? For me, it's like, all right, cool, she cool, I feel her vibe, whatever. Maybe this would be better friend. Maybe this would be better friend. See how
mm-hmm. Okay, I see what you did there. You're going to take it back. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Yeah, I did. It's
all right. It's all good. I think you said, whoa.
Don't worry about it. Can't catch me slipping, baby. I ain't falling. But no, so I really feel like, I don't think nobody should ever have any regrets. You learn from everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you like those bad boys,
or if you like bad girls,
do
you
think,
crazy chicks?
I just always think that, you know what I'm saying, it's going to come back somehow. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, especially now we got to this point
mm-hmm.
in our damn near 30s.
Yeah.
If you can't take that person to go see your mom or your peoples and you feel some kind of way about that,
right?
You can't bring, if you got kids, you can't bring around your kids.
Right.
Let that shit go.
Fact. Yeah, that's a fact.
Like, we too old for that. Like, you feel like you still gotta hide from your, come on now.
What about you, DB?
What about me?
like long walks.
Going back just to the topic on hand and just talking about, like, yeah, like,
You choose who you choose.
Like, yeah, I really think that, and it goes back to that Cat Williams special when he was talking about, you know, you just hang around a whole bunch of ain't shit niggas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you can choose. A woman has the liberty of choosing
who
she can hang with or who they she are the wants gatekeepers. To be in a relationship.
Yeah, they
are the actual gatekeepers.
They really get to
women
choose.
Women are the fucking gatekeepers.
Right.
Yeah, and you're hearing this, listen, first off, you're hearing this from males. So,
right.
Yeah. Like, you already know what the fuck it is.
Right.
We know what it is.
So if y'all want to equality, y'all going to have to give up that being the gatekeeper. If we want to be completely transparent.
I don't know if I really want to be the gatekeeper. Because
no, I'm just saying, if they get the power to choose, but I know when we go back to equality, I think they women pick and choose what they want when they talk about equality and not unadulterated equality. But honestly, like, you are, like I say, by being that gatekeeper and you around people that you feel like ain't your type, you might need to change your environment. You need to change your atmosphere, mm-hmm. change who you're hanging around with. But if you always at the club and you're trying to look for your Prince Charming at the club, you might get a lot of, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you don't get a lot of
pumpkins. You're going to attract a certain type of dude.
Womp-womps, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So, I mean, it's ironic that you said that because the second part of it, and I don't know if you mentioned this, you said stop saying all are the same. Mm-hmm. So, like, at this point, I feel like you need to reevaluate yourself.
Right.
Because if you're saying everyone's the same, it may not be everyone. You might need to
What's
the common denominator?
That's
you
a fact.
You might look in the motherfucking
Well, a lot of it is
mirror.
Also, if you think about it, like you said, if you, prime example, that picture I remember, it was Sprite, 7-Up, mm-hmm. Sierra Mist.
All them shit's the same.
They had the same damn drink, just dressed differently.
Yeah, facts.
So, I think a lot of people fall into that trap.
Mm-hmm.
They see that person that reminds them of that other person.
Right.
I have this type, and they just want to stick with that type.
Yeah.
When really, you've met them at the club. Oh, you met this person at the club.
Yeah.
Oh, they're light skinned. Oh, they have long hair. Like, it's the same person, bro. Like,
I feel like, I feel like if a guy is really into you, like, he's going to go above and beyond. But if you're constantly dealing with dudes who just aren't really that into you, then you're going to get the same. Yeah.
I don't know, because them D-boys.
I'm D-boys. But see, but D-boys.
They get on you.
But see now, like, when it comes to that, like, they have certain situations where they can't keep certain things.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong.
So, like, some of that should be like, all right, cool. I need to throw this shit away.
You can kind
of
see through it.
It's laundering.
But a lot of women, like you said, they start throwing that money and they start, you know what I'm saying, doing things that, you know, regularly we ain't finna just take off work and mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, but mm-hmm. they ain't got nothing to do, so shit, they like, well, shit, call off work, we go to blah blah blah. You like
I'll pay you for this.
Yeah,
day,
exactly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I have done that before, but
but you fuck with that person though at that point. Though,
I'm
so that's
they'd be that first day, like, you know what I'm saying, like, okay, you just want to spend money, you want to buy, you want to do this, that's cool. You know, some girls would take it, other girls would be like,
nah,
I ain't with mm-mm. that shit.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
all right. That being said, I think we can go ahead and take our little commercial break.
That's a little free game for
y'all. Thank you so much, Bree, for, you know what I'm saying, your insight. We're about to get into the main topic once we go back and refresh.
Did you drink? I don't think you did the sponsor yet, though.
I ain't did the sponsor yet, but you know what I'm saying. You know,
show
we
me my money.
First off, shout the month. I'ma do it because
I can't
say shit. That's you.
It's your word. First off, man, shout out to the motherfucking people at 890 Oak Street. If you ain't been, you need to hurry up. It's for the people, by the people. Y'all niggas seen the mural. Yeah, we good.
So, right.
Just let y'all know that. Fuck y'all racist people too.
Period. Nope.
We're gonna take a quick commercial break. We right back with today's main topic. So go ahead, use the restroom, do whatever it is you do during our breaks. We'll be back in a few. One.
You're listening.
Who's that?
To DB.
Oh, yeah.
Dre Tyson.
Yes, indeed.
And LE to the ON.
What could be better than that?
On That's Why We're Single podcast.
Many men. Many. That's the wrong one.
That would have been nice for Power. We're sitting here talking about Power, the mid-season finale. By the time y'all hear this, it's going to be a week after it's show. I'm not going to say anything because Bree hasn't seen anything. But, y'all should definitely go check that out.
Oh, yeah.
R.I.P. Tommy.
That's not what happened. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
It's so, man. Thank y'all so much for coming back.
Breeze dead. Don't bitch that.
Don't kill my Breeze. Don't kill my nigga.
B-R-E-E-Z-E. Breeze.
See? All right.
Watch the show, man.
As long as I ain't dead.
Getting back to the topic, since Dre going all in left field. And we are.
Dre.
That's why we're single. Yes. We're finna hit y'all with the main topic of the day. And Dre's back. He's the batteries is charged. He took his break. He's back. So we about to go ahead and turn the show over to him to let him take y'all into today's topic of the day.
Rinnerspoon. So topic of the day today, I want to be on a more positive note, just because we do kind of be negative a lot of times and red flags and
okay.
Blah, 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 blah. So I want to talk about what are some green flags, green as in go, you know, that makes you keep going and pursuing mm-hmm. that person, besides like physical things. So I was doing what I do best, bruising the net. And like some things that I seen a post where it's like, you know, y'all heard of red flags, well here are some green flags. Self responsibility, communicates openly, healthy hobbies, self sufficient, spiritual, vulnerable, empathy, self reflective, practices self care, long standing friendships, and I'm gonna stop on that one right there. Because you do see a lot of, it's always weird to me because I feel like men get kind of bashed by women because it's like, y'all always want to be with y'all homeboys, y'all always this, y'all always that, but it's like, I don't get that. Because a lot of women sometimes, I ain't gonna say all, but a lot of women don't have friends that they've been friends with for like a really long period of time. And I think, I don't know if that's jealousy or, you know what I'm saying, like what that is. But like, me and we have friends. Like we don't really argue with our friends. We can live with our friends. We don't have that whole. So to me, it's like I understand now. Just reading that, how if a woman always like, I don't really kick up with women. I don't really like. That's okay, a red flag now for me. You know what I'm saying? Just looking understood. At from that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Sure. Because you want people to have those healthy relationships. Because that shows me like, okay, you had friends for a while. Y'all grew up together. Cool, so that means that, you know what I'm saying, you know how to go through different situations and be able to adapt. But I'll let you guys go through some of your green flags so we can see what we have here today, guys.
So, green flags. So, I think, I felt like we touched on this before or something similar to this.
I think it was the toxic and non-toxic.
Well, yeah, I think it's like things that we like or things that attract us to mm-hmm. someone. So mine will forever be, and these are green flags, like what will keep me with somebody is someone's personality, because of the fact that you can lose whatever looks you got, whatever the case may be, but that personality will always shine through.
What like traits though, like
what so traits of the personality?
Yeah.
Like sense of humor.
Okay.
Like being able to turn a bad situation to always to a good situation.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very attractive in a person. Like not like the negative things. Like I don't need dwelling on negative shit. Like we live in a negative society so much. Like those things that fucking like beats me the fuck down. So like when someone has the ability to just make things good and be like copacetic with stuff, like that keeps me around more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally.
Right. I think one of my green flags, what I've noticed with my maturity now, is someone, and you mentioned it, the spiritual. Someone that has a relationship with a higher being, whether it be God, Jehovah, Yahweh, you know, whoever it is that you pray to. Definitely the reason why, I mean, one of the first things that made me attracted to the girl I'm talking to now is the fact that one of the first things she was like, yo, like, let's go to church. She invited me to church. And I hadn't been to church in forever. And it was just somewhere where, you know, I could be 100% vulnerable. You know, I could have that talking relationship, you know, with, with, you know, my God who I, you know, praise. And I think that that's a big thing. I think because if you're spiritual, you have a sense of morality, you know. So, mm-hmm. you know, at this age, like I'm not into the whole, you know, clubbing and all that stuff. You know, I'm trying to, you know, settle down because, you know, Father Time is undefeated. And for someone to just invite you to church, or you have that, you know, you have that moral foundation, not playing any games, you know, it's not, you know, doing the whole I want to be chased, not pursued BS. Like, no, it's like, you know, I got, you know, my head is, you know, morally based. So I think that's a big one for me. Bree, what about you?
I think growth and humility are my big ones. Because I'm a type of person that's just always like chasing goals. I just am trying to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow and never stop. And I can't be with someone who is not interested in doing the same thing all the time. So growth is really important to me. And then humility, I just think how humble you are really like decides who you are as a person. I think my generation especially is, they live on Instagram and social media, and it's just nobody's humble anymore. So yeah, humility is big, and it's really easy to tell at this point who has humility and who doesn't.
Yeah. Definitely agree with that. For me, I would go with the honored boundaries. I love that because, as I stated before, I'm hot and cold at times. I like to be alone, like, just leave me alone. So it could be just an understanding of that, you know what I mean? Like, you know, all right, you know, I had a long day, or he just did a whole weekend and stuff, so, you know, let's just chill out for a day, or let's just, you know what I'm saying, give each other some space, and then tomorrow it'll be perfectly fine. You don't have to talk to me all the time, you don't have to talk every day. I'm okay with that. You know, I understand some people may not be, but for me, I think that works. So it's just those little things of trying to understand and having those boundaries of, okay, if we do this, then let's, you know, put this in place so we can understand each other a little bit better. That's just a positive thing. Like, we talk so much about the red flags. Oh, no, I would never do that. Oh, no, I would leave. I would do this. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, these are the things that'll make you stay.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so what else would make you just be like, if a girl really came up to you, and a guy in Bree's case, and presented, let's say, three things to you, what would those three things be that you would want in that one person?
I think I'll kick it off. Like, you say,
if you could create the perfect person, basically, like the perfect ideal situation in your head off of your three main green flags, what would they be?
Well, one, definitely, like I just mentioned earlier, has to have, you know, some type of spiritual foundation. Mm-hmm. That's definitely the big one for me. You have to be funny. Mm-hmm. I think you have to be able to have a sense of humor. You have to be able to like to, and I won't necessarily say funny, like to be able to have fun.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. that's like,
it's hard to just be funny.
I don't know. Yeah, no, that's a fact.
Right here, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, tough, bro. Like, right. You ain't funny to everybody. Some people like, all right, nigga.
No, it's time for you to go.
Yeah.
Like, when is nigga leaving?
Like, everyone else think I'm funny but you.
Right, so, that's definitely number two. Wow, number three. I think that third one would have to be, and let me see, foundation. Have a adventurous side, I would say. It'll just encompass everything around fun, and just somebody that I can, I guess, like, have that sense of trust. Somebody that I can be 100%
vulnerable
with, and not worry about being judged, or not worrying about you know, things that are said being used against me later.
Yeah,
like, nah, like, yeah, I hate that.
Arguments can be them arguments, boy.
Mm-hmm.
And turn quick.
Absolutely.
I did. I wasn't fat when we was.
Like, just,
oh my God.
Remember when you said such and such and such and such? It's like, shit.
I wasn't that when we was cool.
My for sure, I would definitely take one Darius's, but I mentioned this before. Mm-hmm. Must have a personality. It has to, like, you have to have some type of, I'm gonna say substance, because like I want to be able to have a conversation with you about whatever, be able to, you know, have just open dialogue about just life in general or whatever the case. I think loyalty would be one for sure. Just because, I mean, by me being so busy and stuff like that, like, it's kind of hard to find someone that's willing to, you know, stay around, stick around, you know, to be quite honest. And then support, once again, by me being so busy, like, yeah, I want you to be able to support the things that I do. Like, understand, like, this is not for the now. This is, like, for end goals. Like, right. This is not... Like, I'm not doing these sacrifices to just be like, all right, well, this is the shit I want to do. I want to be able to have some tangible thing. Like, I want these things that's going to stick around. Like, I don't want this to be just like a fly-by-the-pants type situation. No, you feel me? So, I think those are my things. Like, and it's not even about build a woman, but it's just... some things that I definitely want and some things I definitely look for. And once again, everyone can possess that within themselves. Right, like, right. I can see that, but it's just like, how are you fitting into my life?
Is it genuine?
Yeah. How are you fitting into my life at this point? Like,
let's be honest. Somebody can hear this and be like, oh, Lena wants
this. I check all these boxes off, but genuine. Just because you check these boxes off, like, there could be something else that's like, Alright, you check these off, but
yeah, like, your personality.
It's just not it. It's not there. Temper, all that. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Like, insecure shit. So I be hating that.
Hey.
We on Bree.
Alright.
Bree.
I know it's been a minute. You used to always do that. I think for me, that's not a trait, but just like somebody that is like my best friend. Mm-hmm. I don't want my relationships to feel like
work.
Yeah, like work or like a responsibility that I have to constantly.
I don't want
to
be obligated.
Yeah. Like, I need you to feel like, I needed to feel like I'm kicking it with my best friend all the time.
Yes. For sure.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's probably my number one.
I'm
sorry. You know, they hit a nerve.
He felt that in his soul.
I was like, hell yeah. Church tabernacle.
Like, look at this nigga. I heard that nigga say, yeah. That's what I really heard.
I low-key wanted to clap the head. Touch my soul real quick. Shit.
God damn.
Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all silly. That was a trigger. My bad. Keep going.
So, yeah. Best friend. For sure. Loyalty is huge. Mm-hmm. And humor. Humor is big for me. I love laughing. I need somebody that I can laugh with constantly because I stress enough at work, at school. I need to come home and smile.
Facts.
These great women in Columbus, Ohio. Man, don't ever let nobody tell you, man, no good. Great, look at they say I stress out enough at school. I'm at work. Like, need my man to take care of me, goddamn.
Period.
My nigga preaching right now.
He is.
Who are you talking to?
Well,
right. I must be talking to somebody.
I'll close it out, I guess. Here.
I mean, I don't think you really have a choice.
Yeah, I guess. I could be like the live show would just.
Just
hang
up.
All right,
I'm gonna head out. Then like, all right, well,
But so as I said, the one would be definitely the honest boundaries. I just like that respect between both of us to understand. Sometimes we just need to respect each other's space and time, and just be like, cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not obligated to go to. I don't have to feel obligated to go to all your family functions. You have to feel obligated to go to all my family functions. You know what I mean? Like, you have the ability to say no. Support personal growth. I think that's huge. Because if y'all know me, y'all know I'm always doing something. I'm always got my mind moving. I'm always busy. So for me, like, I need that support because, you know what I'm saying? As soon as you start nagging me or you start hitting me with that negative energy, then I'm starting to be like, well, I don't know if I really want it. Nah, just go. Give me that. Hey, you can do it. Let me take this time. If I fail, I fail. But at least give me that support to be like, all right, you try. You know what I'm saying? Let's move forward. And then I'll say, humor for sure. I need that. If you know me, I think I'm a pretty, all right, kind of funny person. And I tell a hella joke. I talk hella shit. So if you cannot stand in the kitchen, it get ugly sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm one of the people, I don't let up. Like, I just keep going, and then you just be mad at me. I'm like, okay, now you're mad for what?
Yes, man. She's supposed to be your boo, man.
I know, but it's like, and we just talking shit. We just talking shit. Like, it's... I'm not saying anything to, like, hurt you, you know what I'm saying? But, like, if we go bowling, like, talk shit with me. Like, let's, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so she has to be down to talk shit all the time.
Not all the time. I'm not going to say all the time, but, like.
A lot.
Yeah. Yeah, like, just be with me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't got to talk shit, but, like, don't take it personal if I do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Have
like,
that sense of humor.
Yeah, I ain't going to never try to just play you, especially not in front of nobody ever, period. But it's like. You know, we all bowling and shit, you know what I'm saying? Might talk some shit back. You know what I'm saying? We might go shot for shot on some bowling. We might go somewhere else, you know, and you may beat me. And I want you to talk your shit to me because I talk my shit to you. So I just want that to be open, you know what I mean? To always feel comfortable enough to be like, yeah, it's a competition, but it's really fun. So that's my take on it.
I feel that.
But, and we all know there's some unicorns out here, but... We probably won't get what we want, guys.
Very few far in between, my guy.
Few and far between. And then the ones you do find, they in school. They stressed out at work. They stressed out at school.
You feel me?
They talking to somebody right now. Hey. They single.
They vibing.
Hey, don't. No, I'm so sorry.
Hey, I'm looking like, hey, I know you ain't talking about my nigga right now. Like, that sounds like somebody I know.
Leon, I looked up like, good.
Like, goddamn.
Like, that sounds real familiar.
Who is this nigga on that night?
Right. All right. Thank you guys so much. As you can see, we're trying to cut down a little bit on time. A lot of feedback we've been getting is out saying it's a little bit too long, so we're going to try to bite. Try to make a little bite size
for y'all.
So y'all can get y'all, that's why we're single and some fun-filled, you know, packed portion, so you're not taking up too much of your day. So we're going to go ahead right into the question portion of the show. Bree, were you able to come up with anything or? We'll give you some more time.
All right.
All right, so we'll take some more time. So
back to me.
Back to Dre.
Back to me. Mabel, me. So I was just wondering because, like, I know a lot of, especially with black men. Sorry, Bree, this didn't really go to you, but
no, go ahead.
I'll add it in for you.
Okay.
So it comes to think, I always talk about this, like, where do black men learn how to be men and where do they learn love from? Because a lot of us went through like single parent homes, or you just seen your parents and they were together, but it may not have been the ideal love story or situation that they show on TV, and, you know, a lot of times that's where you learn how to love somebody is from what you see directly in front of you. So I just wanted to see what the fellas, what would you say would be like, you know, who was your, if it's not your dad, or who was your OG, or who was the person that kind of taught you how to be a man? And then as well as, where did you think you got the love, or how did you think you learned how to love from your, you know what I'm saying, standpoint?
So, like this.
Fortunately, I had the luxury of having my dad around. So, and that's why I say fortunately, because a lot of people can't say that. So, he taught me everything. Even though my mom and my dad were never together, they made me. So, they were together. I don't give a fuck what anybody say. So, I was able to see my dad in a successful marriage. Yes, they argued. Yes, they went through the ups and downs. But at the end of the day, them niggas was together for a while. Before she passed away, like, them niggas was there. He was down for the cause for my, with, you know, with my sister's mom, my stepmom. Mm-hmm. He got into another marriage. I mean, I they were, I mean, they're still together. I think it's almost 10 years, might be a little bit more, 10 years. But he's giving me the blueprint as far as, like, what it should be. I've had mentors throughout my life, whether it be within sports, whether it be just, like, personal shit. They've all been successful black men that's owned businesses, that's, you know, done well for themselves. So, as a kid, you saw those things, you emulate those type of things. So it's like, okay, so they're doing that. So if I get to the point or get to that stage in life, this is what I need to do. Because we always pay attention to it. So I was fortunate enough to have those type things. So my dad, my mentor, like my fighting coach, like my baseball coach, like my man, like those are the type of people that I've always looked up to from at a young age, because they were successful. They knew what they was doing. They own businesses. My dad owned marriages. You know what I mean? Like, so, like, those are the type of things that I saw. Yeah. That kind of made me to where I'm at right now.
Gotcha. For me, I didn't have a father growing up. So, two things taught me how to be a man. One, just like Leon, you know, you're fortunate enough to have a lot of positive male role models during high school. Actually, during middle school as well, too. Shout out to Mr. Cooper. But definitely during high school. No Mark Curry. Definitely during high school, my basketball coach, one of my football coaches, who actually was a reason why I pledged Kappa. God rest his soul, you know what I'm saying? Steady B, Mr. Ricks. You know, I had a lot of role models, you know, that taught me how to be a man. But, you know, through the ages of 14 to 18, you kind of, you know, smell your own piss a little bit. So you don't necessarily kind of listen per se. So definitely regret not being able to absorb all that they were trying to teach me. But I still know that those gentlemen had a huge impact on my life. The second thing taught me how to be a man was life. That was it. You know, I definitely made a lot of mistakes. You know, life definitely knocked me on my ass a couple of times. But definitely I would say, you know, just going out there and just knowing that I didn't want to be an absentee dad, or I didn't want to go out there and be the type of dude that I always imagined that my father was. Because I just imagine my father was just the scum of the earth. Because it's like, here I am, like, doing everything I can to, you know, be a straight A student, you know, get scholarships to go to private high schools, got scholarships to go to college, you know, all this, you know, being academic, being in sports and trying to do everything I can, trying to be the perfect son. And this motherfucker wasn't even around. You feel me? So I was like, man, I always imagined what he was, and I was like, I'm going to be everything he's not. Mm-hmm. And so by doing that and been going through in life, made some mistakes, hit some bumps in the road, not anything I can't bounce back from, but you know what I'm saying? It was just his life. I learned how to love from a woman. I had great role models when it came to learning how to love. My mother, my grandmother. I was fortunate enough to know my great grandmother for 11 years of my life. So just seeing the interaction that they had, and just seeing family and being able to see four generations under one household is crazy. And just, you know, how they love each other, how they taught me how to love a woman. So, I mean, I guess, you know, mine didn't come up in a more traditional way as far as like someone teaching me how to be a man, but I don't regret shit. Absolutely not.
Well, all right. No, I'm with you on that, though. I'm the same way as far as... So my mom and my dad are high school sweethearts, but it wasn't always sweet. My dad was in and out. You know, they were kind of back and forth for a while. So kind of like what you said, Darius, for a minute, it was like I was trying to be everything he wasn't at that time. You know what I'm saying? Which... as I grow older, you know, you learn to forgive and forget and kind of, you know what I mean? So they still together now. We had some rough patches for a minute, but, you know what I'm saying, now I try to be more open and more understanding of that situation. So, but that was like peak high school time, you know what I'm saying? So at that time, that's when you, like you said, that 14 to 18 is that real, all right, let me try to figure this out on my own. Let me see what I can do. And then, you know what I'm saying, you're supposed to have somebody right there kind of guiding you. And I didn't really have, you know, had my older brother. Definitely was one of my sources. And then, you know, so I looked up to my grandpa as well. Stand-up guy. Hilarious. But that's kind of, I think, where I learned most of it from. Like, so my older brother, you know what I mean? Just kind of that side of you that wants you to be better than your dad, how you see him and how you view him.
Right.
And then, you know, just my grandpa. So that was, like, my main three right there. And then, like, the love side of it, I always, it's different for me. Now that I know the love languages.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my love from my parents, but I didn't know until later in life. So I'm more so quality time and acts of service. So there's a lot of acts of service in my household. So I noticed that more than anything, because I'm like, damn, why was she? She got love because she doing all this. You know what I'm saying? She getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning cooking a meal. Like, that's different. So I learned how to love others, literally, though, from my ex. And it was just like her side of, like, her family and just that other side of learning from the love languages to learning how they just love all the hugs and saying I love you and all this other stuff. I'm like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? I was in total shock at that moment. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, her brother, like, yeah, I love you, G. I'm like, yeah, all right, bro. You know what I'm saying? So eventually got to a point, oh, I love you, bro. And now I can say that with my friends. I can say it with anybody just because I got comfortable enough with saying it that, you know what I'm saying, I mean it, but that's kind of just how they love. So I learned that from them, and then I have still what I was instilled with my family. So I think it all just kind of gives me a well balance at this point. But Bree, we still have you here.
Hi.
So for you, I know we said man, but like, how did you kind of like, who did you, in a sense, model yourself after as far as like being a woman? Like, because I know a lot of times that's how I think, you know, women kind of look up to someone and say, okay, I like the way that she kind of carries herself or holds herself.
Mm-hmm.
And then what would you say, like, how did you find the way that you love, or now that you, you know, kind of can get to that point?
Well, my parents have been married for over 30 years. Shout out to them. Yeah, they have a very crazy relationship. I noticed that they keep humor through their relationship, so I really find love in humor as well. But as far as being a woman, I definitely learned that from my mom. I definitely picked up a lot of things from her. She's very independent, even though she has been married for 30 plus years. She's very smart. She's very intelligent, has multiple degrees. I always wanted to be just like her.
Mm-hmm.
So she really taught me like the independent side and like the education side. My great grandmother was huge for me too. She lived to be 103, and she was absolutely amazing all 103 years. She was very peaceful. She didn't have to raise her voice a lot, but you always understood what she meant. Yep. Yeah, she was amazing, and she was a God-fearing woman. So, yeah, that was my heart right there. But my mom, my great-grandma, my grandmothers too. I've had a lot of strong, independent women in my life that have really shown me the way of how to be a woman. So I would definitely apply that all to them. and as far as love, definitely my mom. I think they're really one of the only long-lasting relationships that I have to look at. A lot of like my longtime friends don't have that to look at. Mm-hmm. I think I only have one friend whose parents have been married, and they've been married for just as long, but yeah, it's only one other friend. So yeah, for love, I would definitely say my mom. She crazy though. We're our personalities are a lot different, but yeah, love definitely goes to her.
That's wild. Like, you know, G even said that, because looking back, I can't say as many I mean, you know, I can say my parents, but they was off and on. But either way, it's still been 30 plus years. But outside of that, maybe 2 out of 7, 8 friends' parents are really like either married or really together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's, or is she, or people are even married. A lot of times it's just like, you got your mom. Mm-hmm. So, you know, growing up, especially as a black man, it's like, where do you really find that love? And then even as a black woman, it's like, I think that's where things get screwed up at, because that's when TV come into play. And that's when all this other stuff, almost this fairy tale wedding, and you see TV, how they got all their stuff. And it's like, that's not realistic though. Now, you know what I'm saying? On TV, they gonna make it look good, right, but them motherfuckers be divorced and shit. Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphrey.
Yeah.
They had a whole ass wedding home. Right.
And they was married for 5 minutes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right. So, like, if you start to idolize those things, you're like, oh my God, it's so pretty. It's so da da da.
Yeah. It's that's, Instagram and stuff too.
Yeah.
Because all them couples be so happy, but.
And that's what I always say. That's what I always say. I say, you can't look at Instagram, because I know people that be on Instagram, you be like, nigga, y'all would just dog each other in the car. Like,
yeah.
Literally fighting in the car. Now y'all, this picture, just everything. Like, yeah. All right, bro. So, but I just say that we just got to keep building up these younger people, allowing them to see us in that light. And we got to definitely get out of that social media era, because it's definitely not helping.
I mean, the social media era is still happening. That's going to be here for a minute.
I know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We got to either put something out there where people can really value it, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times they seeing, like Bree said, just these relationships. You like why is Gucci and whatever his girl, Keisha.
Keisha. Mm-hmm.
People idolize that.
But that was, so like their situation is so wild, because Gucci been in the spotlight for forever. I mean, she been by his side forever too. Like, she been through a lot of shit. Been in a nigga jail. How many times nigga Gucci been in jail?
But I'm saying, remember they posted that picture of him and her, like, oh, you got to stick you down with a nigga that did all
that. Oh,
yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, like, come on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to go through.
I didn't know that was a video. My bad. Keep going.
You don't have to go through hell just to get, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
No.
Like, you got to go through hell just to keep a man. Like, unless not.
That's because, you know,
people, the niggas of death, like, yeah, you see, she went through all that to get to, you know.
Not me.
Yeah. Like, bro, come on now. Like, it ain't that serious. So, I just think we just need to make sure that we put the right images and people in front of the younger generation, so they have something to look up to. Even though, you know, we kind of said Martin and Gina, we kind of, but that was still a good.
It was like they had their imperfections on there, though. Yeah, I think everybody thinks everything is too perfect now and expecting everybody else to be perfect.
Listen, they had realistic. Their good balance, so it worked for them. And it was, I mean, because shit, how many black shows we have where people are married?
It's not many anymore.
Mm-mm.
Right, are you talking about currently?
Yeah.
Besides Blackish.
Yeah, Blackish is...
That's it.
We got Blackish. We got Mixes. We got
you got power, but that shit ain't no marriage.
Hell no.
That's the worst possible example.
It's like love and hip hop and power
on the same tier of relationship. Like, don't want to fucking
and Real Housewives and stuff like that.
Yeah, anybody no fucking housewife. But that's not here nor there.
That's married.
But yeah, just thinking about stuff like that. Like, maybe back in the day, man, like you said, you had, Martin, you had...
Living single, even though they weren't Western.
They weren't married. Yeah. I mean, they eventually did. But I mean, yeah, like,
but they were all dating and stuff.
Side note, you know what fucked me up? I just found this out, like, really quick when you get back to this conversation. This really fucked me up. I just found this about. Friends was based off of Living Single. I did not know that shit.
Yeah, they stole the whole concept.
They stole the whole fucking concept.
Yeah, Living Single actually came up before Friends.
Yes.
It was like, we can make this shit better.
Well,
yeah. Wow. Yeah,
it's better with white people.
Right.
Yeah.
Fucked my whole game up. But I'm sorry.
That's why I never liked
that show. Yeah, that's why
I mean, like I said, but you had, the Hughleys. D.L. Hughley had a show for a minute. Bernie Mac. You had,
My Wife and Kids.
Yeah, My Wife and Kids. I'll take that one. Yeah, like, so you had a lot of things that, I mean, I'm sure we could probably even go back further. Shit, Hang with Mr. Cooper to...
Shit, fucking Good Times.
My Brother and Me. Like, you know, it was a lot of stuff that showed the black families. Now it's like, cheating, divorce.
We need to make a show.
Like, infidelity. It's everything is, that you like. Damn, like, can we get some positive in here?
But yeah. TV with TV. A lot of TV. TV with a lot of what's going on now, especially media and things like that, honestly feel like has been whitewashed. And I'm just gonna put it out there.
Oh, yeah, they go with whatever's popular.
And like, no, just like they just gonna put on more and more white relationships, and then they rewrite our shit, like that whole Harriet situation, the whole the Harriet Tubman movie. Like,
well,
that was,
we know that's gonna happen, and then you also gonna have, now they're gonna push the gay agenda a little bit further, I think, now too, to where it's like it's always gotta be, you know, a gay couple, you know what I mean? Which, no issue there, but it's like, can we get the black couple, the happy couple? Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
We're fading.
Yeah.
Like, our representation is fading.
Yeah. Absolutely. So,
like, they'll throw two gay black men on there quick.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? We can't get the black,
which is important, just, but.
Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? It's just like, sheesh. Like, yeah, that came fast. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you look back at the shows and then how it just kind of boomed. Now it's like, it's everywhere. So, it was even on Arthur.
All right, man. So I think that's
a fact.
I think that's a good way to go ahead and end this, man. Thank you guys so much for coming out, Bree.
Appreciate you, Bree.
So much for coming.
Bree's alive.
Great. Really appreciate you.
Thank you. Bree's
alive,
me.
But Bree's might be
Bree's
dead, right?
Is dead.
Bree with an eye is alive.
Right. Bree, thank you so much for coming out. Go ahead, make sure it's past her bedtime. It's past my bedtime.
It is.
See, the easy shit about recording this podcast in my crib is I'll be like, all right, I'll see y'all later. 3 minutes, I'm fucking asleep. So I love that shit, man. But thank you guys so much for rocking with us as always, man. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for y'all. We love each and every one of you guys. Thank you guys so much for all the love, the support, the shares, the messages, the kind words, the constructive criticism, the good, bad, the ugly. Thank y'all for all of that, man. We greatly appreciate it, every single word. I think we're gonna go ahead and just wrap this up. It's been a minute, y'all. I ain't got no right. That little dead time. Leon looked up like, what? No, but
hey,
once again,
let me pull up real quick.
Pull up real quick. You know, Dre got a couple things to bless us with.
Yeah, just, you know, look forward to the gala coming up.
Get your shit ready,
November
y'all.
November 30th, we come in black tie attire, and it's gonna be a dope event. I can promise you that. Shout out to DJ Daryl, Trimmy 614. Man, we come with a dope ass night, man. So get your tickets now. The gala, 614.eventbrite.com. Come through, come make your mama disappointed, shake some ass. You know, do whatever you need to do. But also, this is all going to a good cause. This is all going to charity. So just, you know, even if you don't come, just get a ticket or donate. Just do something positive for the community. And I'm out, niggas.
All right. Leon, anything you guys share?
Nope.
Bree, what about you?
Nope. Just thanks for having me. Okay. I enjoyed it.
Man. Put your social media
out there. Oh, yeah. My Instagram is _queen.bree. Follow me.
All right.
With an I.
Yeah, Bree with an I.
All right, then. So we out, man. This your boy, DB.
Ellie to the motherfucking O-N.
Oh, Bree, it's me.
Bree, it's me.
I want to close it out.
Bree, it's me.
It rhymes.
And Dre with an A. You know, the A stands for absolutely nothing today.
All right, and that's why we're single. What about you?
Y'all gave all that advice. Y'all niggas is still